The death toll following the earthquake in Turkey and Syria is now over 19,000. Tens of thousands of people are injured, hundreds of thousands displaced from their homes. NPR's Rob Schmitz is in Istanbul. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Scott.
We can add one more number, nearly 100,000 relief workers on the ground there. Are people still searching for survivors, finding them?
They are. This is a massive search and rescue operation. It's the worst weather conditions. You know, temperatures are below freezing. And rescue teams have been working now for 3 days straight to try and find survivors. This morning, we passed the 72-hour mark. And for medical personnel that work in natural disasters like this one, that's a crucial mark because 90% of all survivors are found within the first 72 hours after an earthquake like this. We're now outside that window. However, rescuers are still managing to find survivors and will likely in the days to come. But that is more the exception than the norm because, as we've unfortunately seen, the death toll is climbing very fast as more and more bodies are found.
Rob, you went to an aid distribution center in Istanbul to talk to donors, to talk to volunteers. What did they tell you?
Yeah, they're working really hard too, around the clock. And the scene there was one of just constant activity, hundreds of people moving this way and that with boxes of donated clothes, blankets, food, you name it. There were many students there. Turkey's government declared a school break for the time being to mourn the victims, and so many high school students are volunteering now. The center I went to already had sent 18 semi-trucks filled with items to the earthquake zone, and people were obviously very concerned about what was happening.
Now, the Turkish president, Erdogan, said publicly that everything is under control as far as the government's response. Do you have a sense of how the people gauge the response of the government, of the international community?
Yeah, that's hard to tell. I mean, people on the street are telling me that the government is doing what it can, but you know, those who have followed the trajectory of Erdogan's government believe more should have been done to prepare this country for this disaster, especially since it's always been clear that these dangerous fault lines exist and earthquakes here are a normal part of life. I spoke to Solil Özel, a lecturer at Kadir Has University, about an earthquake fund that was set up after Turkey's devastating 1999 quake and was actually specifically there to prevent this type of damage that we've seen this week. Here's what he said about it.
The fund was specifically earmarked for earthquakes, but it was used for everything except earthquakes. About $5 billion, and all that money was squandered. They squandered it to build highways whose contractors were cronies, and now we don't have the money to actually deal with it effectively.
And Scott, I think it's important to add here that poll numbers for Erdogan and his government have already been low due to the out-of-control inflation in Turkey. So his management of this disaster and the perception of how well-prepared his government was could help decide Turkey's upcoming election in the spring.
And Rob, 25 seconds or so, what do people most urgently need right now?
Well, right now, from the aid distribution center I went to yesterday, there's a lot of clothes that people are donating, but what they don't have enough of is food. And obviously, food is a very big issue there. Water is also a big issue. Getting access to clean water has been difficult in the disaster area. But for the most part, people need homes. There are hundreds of thousands who are sleeping in tents inside stadiums, mosques, and even their own cars.
NPR's Rob Schmitz in Istanbul. Rob, travel safe. Thank you.
Thank you.